Breaking with the tradition of making Sunday a new Dvar Torah for the new week, I'm going to go backwards because I want to share something from the Haftorah. The Haftorah is a beautiful story. It's a story of Shimshon's birth. There's this couple, Manoach and his wife, who can't have children. And of course, that's every parent's dream, and they're suffering. And an angel comes to Eshes Manoach, Mrs. Manoach, and says, I just want to let you know you're going to have a kid. They're ecstatic. She comes back and tells her husband, you won't believe this, we're going to have a kid. But the angel that comes to him says, there's a provision. You can't just have a kid. In order to have the kid, you're going to be a Nazir, and the kid is going to be a Nazir Mibetin, which means that during the entire time that you are pregnant, you can't consume wine, consume any of those great products. You can't become Tamei, any of those things. And she tells that to her husband, and her husband doesn't know what to do and says, I need that angel to come back. And the angel comes back a second time, but again appears only to Eshes Manoach. Eshes Manoach then sees and says to her husband, he's here. And the angel then speaks to the husband. And Manoach says to the angel, I don't understand. What are the rules? What are the laws that you want? And he basically repeats verbatim what he had said to the wife. But all of a sudden, Manoach is consoled. And the question is, what happened? If it's the same thing that his wife heard, what was the chiddush that all of a sudden, oh, it's all good? Is it simply he didn't trust his wife? I don't know. Because he seems to trust his wife at the end when he says, oh my gosh, the angel disappeared, we're going to die. And she says, no, it's okay. God wouldn't have come to us with this message otherwise. And he's like, oh, I could trust you. So if he could trust her there, what's pshat? I heard a beautiful, beautiful answer by Rabbi Rasner. Rabbi Rasner suggests the following. He says, if you read the words carefully, you'll see that there is a word in the, or a set of words in the psukim that can go either way. The letter tough is a prefix, can either mean you will or she will. So when the angel speaks to the wife, it says to her, this is what you are going to do, tomar, right, tochal, all those things. But when the angel then speaks to Manoach, he says the same thing. The question is, who is he speaking to? But Rasner says that Manoach was struggling with the following question. He says, as a parent, if I'm going to be successful and my child is going to be a Nazir, how could it be that I'm not going to be a Nazir? I have to be a Nazir because the message has to be consistent. And my child sees that I'm not doing these things, then how will he refrain from it? It's a fair question. So what happens? The angel comes back and says it to her, but then says it to him and says, you will also be a Nazir. Traditionally, we read it as she will, the mom. But perhaps the way Rasner says, you could read it the other way, you will. What Manoach needed to hear was that, yes, you will also have the same stringencies upon yourself. That's how you're going to ensure it. It's a beautiful message for parents. If you want your children to be whatever, then you need to make sure that you yourself are setting that example. Manoach struggled and wondered until the angel clarified that. That is the message of the Haftorah. Have a good day.